Well, first of all, thank you all for coming and making it here, especially on a Friday, because I know that Friday is the most difficult day for travel. Any journey that has to be undertaken on a Friday fills everyone with huge tension. It's a Friday. How long will it take to get there? 2 hours. When are you going? Friday? No, change that. You're traveling on a Friday? It's the same people traveling around on a Friday, but for some reason, everyone gets very tense. What are there Friday people who just wait all week for Friday and then come out and sit and block you in traffic? Traffic's a nightmare on a Friday. A nightmare. This is how people describe traffic. Has anybody ever had this nightmare, for example? People waking up, sweating, screaming in the night. Ah! What is it, darling? You all right? No, I'm not all right at all. What was it? Traffic. Chock-a-block. Traffic is a nightmare, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in it. But when you're not in it, and you can see it, it's rather entertaining, isn't it? When you're on the motorway and you have no traffic on your side, you're weaving in and out of lanes. I'm loving my side, and then people aren't moving on the other side. You'd like to think that maybe you feel sorry for them, but you don't. It's almost like, darling, wake up! These people are fucked. What have I missed? Nobody's moved for about 5 miles now. Something must have happened. Something terrible must have happened. Look, it's going all the way down there. It's the worst I've ever seen. Something must have happened. Did you see anything happen? I haven't seen anything happen, but something must have happened. You actually hope it lasts your entire journey. And then finally, regrettably, you reach the end of the traffic and you see people joining at the back and I look at them. They have no idea. Even for miles, you see people driving at like 80 miles an hour. Enjoy that while it lasts. It won't last. You packed an overnight bag, and then you're in traffic. There's nothing worse when you're in traffic. When you're in traffic on the motorway and you sit there in traffic, because you might be there forever. You have no idea. You have like 80 miles to go. We're not moving. And there will always come a time when man will get out of the car. This is the cut-off point, when man goes, I'm going to take a look, and he will get out of the car on the motorway. In the history of getting out of the car, no man has ever seen anything. You just get back into the car, slam the door. Do you see anything? No. And then you're free. You want to drive freely on the motorway. Sometimes there are police cars on the motorway and they go 70 and you realise, this, I'm fucked, I have to go 70 now. And everyone is going 70 next to the police car. And you come to the conclusion you will do 71 and you slowly... Police car's there. There's nothing more exciting than when you overtake at 71. Don't look, you act quite nonchalant. Here we are. Can he see me? He can't see me. Go! You know what winds me up? Farm traffic. Tractors should not be on the road, okay? They are designed for fields. Look at them with their huge, big wheels, and they bounce around in the country on the roads going 5 miles an hour, right in your face, normally adjacent to a field. You have the wheels to drive on the field. Go in there, let me get on with my life. When you're ploughing, I don't drive in front of you at 0.5 mile an hour. There's nothing more to... You have to sit behind the tractor and wait to go into the other lane, the death lane, all right? Where there are cars coming in the opposite direction. Nobody ever wants to be driving into oncoming traffic. And you just sit there with the tractor bouncing around. He's loving it. You can see he's bouncing around. Go on, make your move. Go on, make your... This thing actually does 70 miles an hour. Just fuck him, you urban bastard. And you wait for the straight. You don't mess around with the bends or the hills. Wait for the straight, and then you have a little look, a little look, and then you edge back in because you realise death is coming, I could have died. But the pressure builds, you know you have to do it because other people will start queuing behind you, traffic will form, and you can see men in your rearview mirror just staring at you. Make your move, my friend. We're all depending on you. You could have gone at the last straight, you pussied out, we all saw it, embarrassing. And you keep saying, look, I'm trying, but I don't want to die. And then after a period of time, not the car behind you, or even the car behind the car behind you, or even the car behind the car behind the car behind you, but some asshole right at the back. Nobody's even seen this guy yet. He's normally in some kind of black BMW X5. He'll come out and take all of you. And nobody can believe it's happening. Everyone in the queue are like, we're being raped of our masculinity. How could this happen? And you look into the distance to see, is there a car coming? And you can't help but think, as one, die. Sometimes they realise they've messed up and they try to get back in later in the day. And we don't let them. You've made your decision. Accept your fate, prick. My mother always used to say, he won't get there any faster. He's already there. What are you talking about? He's doing 90, we're doing 5 miles an hour behind a tractor. So what an unexpectedly nice day. Isn't this the nicest day? Because nobody expected it. We've had the whole summer waiting for nice days that never came, and now we expect shit, and we get this! Did everybody leave the home this morning and just go, oh, what a lovely day! Isn't it a lovely day? I'm having the best fun in this unexpected, unscheduled, unpredicted Indian summer day! But let's face it, soon it will turn nasty. I mean, winter is upon us. We've already had a bit of chilli. We've already looked at the heating and decided, shall I put it on? Are we ready? We will go for the coat. We forget our coats in the summer. Then we return to coat. I used to love this coat. I wore this coat all winter. It's got old debris from the last day of winter. It's a travel car. Now we used to be in this coat every day. And I always go and get the heater. We have, like, additional convector heaters in the loft, which I will get, and have fans in the summer. And then I know it's turned because I have to go back up in the loft, take the fan, and get the heater down. I mean, I'm talking about lofts here, and I know a lot of men are familiar with the loft. There are women here who have lofts, but have never actually been inside them. Because men don't let women in the loft, OK? We feel it's too dangerous for you to be in the loft. Sometimes a woman will want to take things into the loft. I need to take these into the loft. Okay, you just wait there, darling. You just leave them near the loft. I will take them on my next visit. All right? I limit your role to passer-upper. You can pass to me while I'm in the loft. Then you have to run away in case I fall through the ceiling and crush you. For all you know, we've got a champagne bar up there. Jacuzzi. Loft whores wandering around, wearing all the clothes that don't fit you anymore. You have no idea what's really going on. And outside of the loft, we're pretty much happy to, you know, we don't mind out what goes on downstairs, okay? We don't want for much, man. As long as we can have access to one drawer. That's all we really need, one drawer. The man drawer. This isn't a drawer that we will earmark early on. A drawer will become available. We will tentatively inquire as to its usage. Darling, are you going to be using this drawer? No, can I have it? Can I have it? This will be my man drawer. And that's our little zone in the house. And we fill it with things that we think we need. There will be light bulbs in this drawer. If a light bulb goes in the home, man will check his drawer for stock. Let me see if I have that light bulb in stock at the moment. There will be batteries of indeterminate life scattered through the man drawer. When a battery runs out, we don't throw it away. We're too lazy for that. Just fling it at the man drawer. Adds a little bit of excitement next time we try to find a battery. There'll be instructions for appliances we don't even own anymore. They'll be in the man drawer. Sometimes wedging it shut. Foreign currency. That's a huge part of my man drawer. Sometimes not even in circulation anymore. We just can't throw money away. If France ever relinquished the euro and go back to the franc, come to me. I have many francs in my man drawer. Alongside keys from homes I don't even live anymore. There's something too mysterious about a key. You can't just discard it in the bin. I don't know what you do, key. Stay in the man drawer. With the radiator bleeding key, is there a more masculine device? The radiator bleeding... What does that do, Daddy? I will tell you when you're old enough. We feel at our most manly when we're bleeding radiators. I'm going to bleed some radiators and then pop up to the loft and then do some measuring. We love a bit of measuring. It's not the measuring, it's the flick back that makes us feel manly. It's not that bit in as much as... Yeah! Allen keys in the man drawer. Every time we assemble something, it's like a little trophy. I did that, I built that, and this is the Allen key to prove it. I always want to inscribe it. I assembled this Helmsblug side table, 1998. You will live in the man drawer alongside leads we don't understand. Sometimes it's a lead you don't quite understand it. It everything seems to work without this lead. What does this lead do? It has a yellow bit and a red bit and a white bit. While I decide your fate, you live in the Mandrop. With mobile phones from history, we can't throw away mobile phones. They look too exciting and technological. You live in the Mandrop next to the leads I don't understand. They take away menus, despite the fact I've ordered the same takeaway for the 9 years I've been with my wife. Every time we get a takeaway, I go to the man drawer, I get the menu, we peruse it before concluding, let's get the same thing we've got every time for 9 years. What is it we are preparing ourselves for with the man drawer? What do we think might happen? Perhaps an anonymous phone call in the middle of the night? You stay there, darling, I will take the call. Hello, who is it? Listen very carefully. I'm listening. What do you want from me? I need you to go to your old home via the side gate. Do you still have the key? Bear with me. I believe I do. I've got the key. What else? There will be an elderly man awaiting you. Fine. You must pay him in drachma. No trouble at all. I have many drachma from my Corfu holiday, 88. He will have with him an Argos toaster, circa 1998. Do you have any idea how it operates? Are you kidding? I've been holding on to those instructions for 10 years! Slightly coffee-stained. I've got the instructions, I've got the drachma, I've got the key. What else could you possibly throw at me? This is an odd request. I'm prepared for it. I need 9 AAA batteries that don't work. Fuck off, I've got 14. I've got the batteries, I've got the drachma, I've got the instructions. What else do you want? Then you must order a Chinese on a Nokia 3210. Easy. 2 of those. When do you want this done? Tomorrow? That's Friday. I can't. Traffic's a nightmare.